FBI Director Louis Freeh testifies for a second day before Congress today, trying to explain his agency's mistakes in the Oklahoma City bombing case. This, as prosecutors say, they've just discovered still more mislaid evidence. The Justice Department has told Timothy McVeigh's lawyers to expect another delivery of documents by the end of the week. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
To obtain this latest batch of documents, all the FBI had to do was ask 16 times. The FBI director says his agency started asking its various field offices starting in 1995 to forward any and all evidence in the Oklahoma City bombing. The first 13 requests didn't produce everything. Two more requests a few months ago turned up masses of new material, which prosecutors turned over last week. On Friday night, Louis Freeh sent out request number 16, a teletype message telling agents he would hold them personally responsible if they didn't find everything this time. The latest harvest has been shipped to Oklahoma City, where the FBI will check to see how much of it hasn't been turned over before. Anything new goes to a lawyer named Robert Nye. Yesterday, Nye stopped by the federal death row in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was visiting his client, Timothy McVeigh. Nye is looking through the papers for anything that might save his client's life.
Certainly, it is not an exercise in futility, and everything is available to us right now in terms of potential legal options, and we're going to pursue them all.
But Nye hasn't announced finding anything yet. And when the FBI director turned up at a congressional hearing yesterday, a few lawmakers defended him. Kentucky Republican Harold Rogers likes to point out that he's a former courtroom lawyer. And yesterday, Rogers tossed his witness a few leading questions.
So it seems to me like maybe there's been a big, much more to-do made of this than the record reflects. Is that a fair statement?
Well, yes and no. We have an obligation in the FBI to produce, in this case, every single one of those records.
I understand. What I'm asking you is, does it make any difference to the case?
Ultimately, a judge is going to decide that if necessary. As far as I'm concerned, as a former judge, as prosecutor, as an investigator, absolutely no difference as to guilt or innocence.
Still, the director acknowledges the case exposed a serious management problem. Several lawmakers say they're worried about a pattern of disastrous cases. The FBI waited decades to turn over evidence that proved a Massachusetts convict was innocent. The FBI waited decades to turn over evidence showing who was guilty for an Alabama church bombing during the civil rights era. You could go on with this list, and Freeh's critics certainly did. Democratic Congressman David Obey wants to know if Freeh is paying attention to the management problems.
How many performance evaluations, top to bottom, of the counterterrorism program were conducted while you were director?
I don't know the answer to that. I'd have to get the question
it's
answered.
My understanding that there have been none.
The FBI did recently create an outside panel to investigate itself. That panel is supposed to assess the damage after the FBI arrested one of its own agents, Robert Hansen, on charges of spying for Russia for 15 years. But Subcommittee Chairman Frank Wolf of Virginia contends the panel is stacked with insiders. It's led by William Webster, who was himself an FBI director during part of the time Hansen was allegedly spying.
I just think you need to go back and bring a fresh, outside, totally independent view of people who would just say things as they really are, and not somebody necessarily is in the building that you see at lunchtime or you see just totally, completely independent.
Democrat David Obey says Congress isn't paying much attention either. Speaking to Louis Freeh, Obey suggested that lawmakers get caught in the FBI's mystique, thinking perhaps of all those G-Man movies and other great FBI publicity.
I've seen members of Congress more interested in getting an autograph from past directors of the FBI than I've seen them interested in asking tough questions.
The FBI hasn't been getting much good publicity lately, but as he prepares to retire next month, Louis Freeh still had his fans in this hearing room. Tom Latham is a Republican from Iowa.
I, for one, would like to get your autograph.
Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Capitol.